This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Millionaire Chess Open. And we just finished the Blitz tournament. I'm not really sure who won because I was playing, so I'm sure you can find those results online. But I've decided to come to a quieter place, and I have with me Amina Sharif, who has come all the way from Germany to compete in the Millionaire Open. How have you enjoyed your experience?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the tournament. It was a nice place. The tournament was okay for me, and yeah, I really want to play again next year.
So you finished with how many points?
I have 4 points out of 7 games.
Okay, and I believe we were in the same 2200 section.
Yeah.
Okay. So you play a lot of chess in Germany. This is not your first time to the United States, so when have you played before?
I played in the Philadelphia Open in April this year.
Do you like coming to the United States?
Yeah, of course. I really enjoy coming here for chess and for holidays, of course.
So what is the difference between chess in Germany and in chess in the United States? Are there any differences?
Yeah, for example, in Philadelphia, the people brought their own boards. And in Germany, it's not usual like this. And yeah, I think I was also very shocked when I see that people were listening to music during the game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's all. That's all different.
Have you enjoyed this tournament here?
Yeah, I did. I think it was a nice atmosphere, very serious and quiet, and it was a unique experience with the security. Measures, for example, and yeah, I think the opponents were very polite, and it was a nice experience. I met a lot of new people. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Germany. You're in what level of school are you in?
I'm in grade 11, and yeah, I will graduate in 2 years.
And what would you like to study as you go forth in your education?
I'd like to study economy or law, but I prefer economy, of course. And yeah, maybe in the United States would be cool.
Good.
We'd love to have you here. So when did you learn how to play chess?
So I learned the rules at the age of 5, but I just made it for fun, not like as a hobby. Mm-hmm. At the age of 5.
So I understand from your parents that you are actually representing Egypt while living in Germany. You were also born in Germany, right? So you're representing Egypt. Now, how is that possible?
Yeah, I think when I was once in Cairo, my father made it possible that I could play a game there just for fun against a boy from Egypt, and then they were asking if I could represent Egypt, change the federation. So yeah, I think it was a nice, I thought it was a nice opportunity, and they were very nice, and yeah, I had the possibility to play international, and that was very new for me, so I of course accepted it.
So you're representing Egypt in terms of the national team. What tournaments have you represented Egypt in so far?
And so far only the African Youth in South Africa in last year, in October I think, and the World Youth Chess Championship in El Ain in December 2013.
So what are your goals in chess? Do you plan to become a very strong master?
I'd love to get some titles. At the moment I'm woman candidate master, but I'd like to gain the woman grandmaster. That would be very nice, and yeah, just keep on playing even if I'm an adult. Mm-hmm. And yeah, play a lot of tournaments all over the world, and gain some strength, maybe 2,300 elo or something. That would be nice.
Well, those are very good goals, and you may even try to get an international master title or grandmaster title. There are a lot of women who have earned the highest titles. So maybe at some point you will be able to get some norms playing in a lot of these tournaments. Well, hopefully you enjoy the rest of your stay here. And I've met your parents. Your father is actually from Egypt, you told me.
Yeah.
And your mother's German?
Yeah, my mother's German.
Okay. So how often do you get a chance to go back to Egypt?
Yeah, usually every year maybe, just to meet some relatives and like 3 days Cairo, meet family members, and 3 days maybe vacation at beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, last year I didn't go to Egypt because no opportunity to go there. But normally every year, once or twice.
Well, we hope that you return to the United States, and maybe we'll see you here if you decide to go to the university here. And I'll give your parents my contact information, and you can always call me and ask me questions if you're planning to come here or to go to school. And we'd love to have you here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, this is Daim Shahbaz. We're signing off. Thank you.